This is Hannah Lazar.
And Nick.
And we're here with Annetta at Soma for the Rock for Africa benefit concert. She's with Healing Aids. Hi, Annetta.
Hello.
Tell us about your organization and how you're associated with Rock for Africa.
Healing Aids was founded in 2006. Some friends and I decided we were tired of watching the church turn its back on individuals that were suffering from HIV/AIDS. We got together and we really just wanted to start an organization that helped eradicate the stigma in the United States and around the world, the stigma that's associated with HIV and AIDS.
So how did you meet up with Rose and Kara and with Rock for Africa specifically? Because we're at Rock for Africa and Children of the Nations.
We're based at Daybreak Church in Carlsbad, California. All of us on the Healing Aids team are part of Daybreak Church in some form or another, and Rose and Jennifer and Kara are all part of Daybreak Church as well, so Rock for Africa, I guess you could say. And Rose approached us and asked if we wanted to be involved with this Rock for Africa, and of course we jumped on the chance. You know, we love what they're doing with Children of the Nations, so I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for us to get some word out about, you know, there really are some problems locally, so.
And who's involved, and how do you address those stigmas with the community? That's such a huge, you know, undertaking.
It really is a big undertaking. Our mission is to help out globally and locally. Our mission statement includes prayer, education, and action. We've partnered with Fraternity House Incorporated, which is in North San Diego County, nonprofit organization that provides housing and medical care for men and women that are disabled from AIDS. And we go out monthly to build relationships with the residents. We do different types of fundraisers. We do fix-it days where we have men come out and help fix things around the house. We do barbecues. We've done a pool party. And then we help out in any fundraisers that they have. We've also partnered with Bright Hope International. Bright Hope has many, many different projects that they have in many different countries around the world. Like for instance, one thing they do is they help provide clean and safe drinking water for communities that don't have that. They provide antiretrovirals to individuals that are affected with HIV/AIDS. They also provide education on how to take those drugs, then how to have proper nutrition. They have free trade organizations. They have programs that help with AIDS orphans and that sort of thing.
The people that have AIDS that you're dealing with, are they coming from any particular segment of society?
No. Locally, most of the individuals that we deal with are through Fraternity House Incorporated. So Fraternity House is in Elfin Forest, the Encinitas area, and then Michelle House, their sister house, is in Vista, California. So it's no, you know, there's not a specific socioeconomic class or that sort of thing.
So, Annetta, what motivates you truly to do this? Do you have someone, a lot of times it's because you know someone or you personally are affected. Is that the case for you, or is it just that you see a need and you're filling the void? How is that you got involved in really organizing this? Because it takes a lot of energy and power and, you know, just thought process and time. So how did that come to be for you?
You know, I feel like everyone has a reason that they're put on this earth. And at a young age, I came to the conclusion that I was put on this earth to help eradicate this stigma that is brought on. When I was 3 years old, my older brother was diagnosed HIV positive. He contracted HIV through a blood transfusion. You know, through our community, we knew a lot of people that died because of AIDS, a lot of families that died. My older brother has hemophilia, which is a blood clotting genetic disorder. So we knew a lot of people that had hemophilia that then contracted HIV and then died. You know, in the early 80s and into even the early 90s, it was not okay for someone to be HIV positive. People were harassed. People were kicked out of schools. People had their houses burned down. And I never experienced that sort of harassment, but I saw it happening to our friends. And the church was never, never there. The church never helped. The church didn't provide any kind of support mentally, physically, emotionally. And I just really wanted to make a difference in that.
Now, AIDS has been around for a while in society now, and you'd hope that those stigmas would be gone. But you got involved because you didn't feel like there was enough going on. Why do you think that is?
I think part of that is a lack of education. I spoke with someone just the other day and told her what I was doing, you know, with the volunteering that I do. And she looked at me with this blank look on her face and she said, AIDS is still around?
What?
And it really blew my mind. And a lot of times people think that HIV and AIDS is something that's only in Africa. A lot of people don't realize that your neighbor can have HIV. A lot of people don't realize that your neighbor can be hurting because someone they love has HIV. And I think it's really, really important to educate everyone how you do get HIV, how you don't get HIV. And I think it's really important to educate everyone that just because an individual has HIV, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. You know, they're still a creation of God. They're still someone that we can love. It doesn't mean that we need, that it's okay to harass them, that it's okay to kick them out of schools, that it's okay to kick them out of the church.
There's such bad stigmas associated with HIV and AIDS, and it's always been that way. I remember growing up in elementary school, actually it was junior high, high school, when HIV was really becoming known, and that's when people thought you could sneeze and people got HIV,
yeah.
And no one wanted to be around you, and then there were horrible, horrible stigmas, like about punishment and you deserve what you get, that type of thing from society. And it's, there's just nothing associated, nothing, no other illness that really, you know, stigmatizes people like that. It's just horrible how that happens. It is a difficult virus that manipulates over time and is difficult for researchers even. So, if people help out with your organization, is there that side to your organization where you're associated with providing money for research, or is it just the grassroots efforts of providing meals and comfort?
Our primary mission is to provide education to local communities and global communities, to provide support, and then action. So the action is the actually going out, being in the community. We're in the works of getting a team to go over to Zambia to work in a project with Bright Hope. And then support, we're working on a support group, trying to get that started for people. We currently are not giving money to research, and we do a little bit of work with Until There's a Cure. We sell bracelets from Until There's a Cure, and their money does go to research, but most of our funds go to Bright Hope International and funding their projects.
I saw on your MySpace, because Healing AIDS has a MySpace,
yes.
Of course, as does everybody in 2007. I saw the video joinred.com with mm-hmm. Bono. Are you associated with Join Red or GAP in any way?
We aren't officially associated with Join Red. Every one of us on the team supports the Red Project very, very much. We buy all their products. All of us have them on our MySpace page, that sort of thing. But we're not officially associated with the Red Project.
So, again, can you just give everybody out there the MySpace address for your organization?
Yes, we are at myspace.com/HealingAIDS Ministry. You could also contact us at HealingAIDS@daybreakchurch.org. And I just want to remind everyone that your interactions with us, whether in person or over MySpace or through email, are 100% confidential.
As we ask all of our people that we interview, I don't know if you've heard all of our interviews, but we all ask people to do some sort of pirate impression, a pirate shout out. Can you do one for us?
Of course. Arr.
Thanks a lot for talking about
it. Thank you so much for having me.